exercise change.
What do you think separates you from a person who wants to get into sport or activity but hasn't quite got there yet?
I was quite lucky to be in an environment where I learned these things. So professional sport allowed me to learn the work ethics early on. So I was quite lucky to be in that environment sort of in my early 20s. Mm. But I think, yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a drive that, you know, that I'm not sure if it was there from the start or if it was sort of, you know, incubated through the process. But I think it's a drive where you really feel guilty, or you feel like, you know, you just feel lost if you haven't done something, or you haven't worked hard enough, or I guess if you haven't sort of lived up to the sort of the values that you've set for yourself. Yeah, and I think that's it really. I guess when you have a core set of values, and if you don't sort of reach them, then you feel a bit of a loss. You know, and maybe that comes for people that don't. If they're not quite sure what their values are, you know, if their core sort of what makes them feel good about themselves, if they live their life this way, but if they don't live their life that way, then they, like you say, they feel a bit of a loss.
Okay. Just so I think that's great. So I picked up two things there. First was guilt, I guess, around not living up to your own expectations. But I guess before that would come knowing what your own expectations are, because I think a lot of people might be a bit lost.
Yeah.
What should I do? What are my values? And it seemed like you're quite clear with that.
Yeah, I think having people around you at the start to help to guide you. I mean, there's plenty of people in those positions in this modern day society, you know, whether it be gym instructors, personal trainers, friends, you know, people who've doing it themselves. Like if you see someone, you know, behaving the way that you want to behave, you know, you've really got to open yourself to learn from them. You know, and I think that's probably a big one. That there are a lot of people out there who are quite shut off in the fact that they don't want to open themselves up to a new way of life.
Why is that?
Well, I think some people are just inherently stubborn.
Okay.
I think some people are just inherently stubborn, but that doesn't mean they can't change. And that's the thing.
It just means they're resistant to it.
Yeah, but it's finding what the catalyst is to help them change. I mean, for some people it might be an event. For some people it might be a person. You know, for some people it might be, you know, just an epiphany one day.
That light bulb moment.
It might be. But, yeah, like you say, everyone will have. But until they open themselves up to that change, then they're going to always find themselves, like, making excuses or finding roadblocks. You know, it's almost like a vulnerability that you've got, okay, well, I'm not where I want to be. So I'm sort of being vulnerable to the world and saying, I need to change. Yeah.
That's great. That's really excellent for you. That catalyst, I guess, was being in that environment initially. And that's
where
things really moving for you.
Yeah.
Where that drive was there, but you're just finding a focus for it.
Yeah, finding a focus for it. And I think that's what because all through I was a Kiwi kid who had sports right throughout my life. You know, so it was what I, you know, enjoyed. You know, in a way, it's sort of hard. I mean, I'm so lucky that I've had this opportunity to do this. Like, unbelievable, because a lot of people have to go out and find their fitness goals themselves, you know, and put them in around work and stuff. And, you know, so I'm lucky to be able to do this, you know. So I almost have to, you know, try and find a way to relate what I do to people that, you know, that sort of have to fit it in around their jobs and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
But also credit to you for getting yourself into that position as well. You've got to take some credit for that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It's probably a balance of the two.